This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Politics, especially at the presidential level, can be expensive. That's one reason former Texas Governor Rick Perry has stopped paying his campaign staff, at least for the time being, one presumes. The thing is that Perry has raised millions of dollars, money that, the way campaign finance works, though, is locked up in super PACs. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington explains what those groups can pay for.
Pretty much everything.
There's essentially not much a super PAC couldn't do other than things that would require direct coordination with a candidate or their staff.
Sheila Krumholz of the Center for Responsive Politics says that means super PACs can run TV ads, print flyers, and even campaign door to door. Plenty of critics say that's too much outside influence, but lawyer Cleta Mitchell says not so. She's represented Republican super PACs and campaigns and says Perry's financial woes reveal a different problem.
The campaign finance laws that severely restrict the funding, it makes it very difficult to fund increasingly expensive campaigns, particularly national campaigns.
Stefan Passantino is the treasurer for the Opportunity and Freedom PAC, which has more than $10 million ready to back Perry.
The super PAC is allowed to do all of the traditional activities of a campaign other than pay for the staff and pay directly for the travel of the candidate.
He says with the new political reality, campaigns don't need big staffs, just enough to do what's legally required.
But that can be done on a fairly lean and mean basis.
And the Perry campaign is working out just how lean it can be. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.